I'm Alex.
And I'm Rob.
I'm from Novi Sad, Serbia.
And I'm from New York City.
I'm a Scorpio.
I'm a Taurus.
I'm a man.
And I'm a woman.
We are both very different.
And yet, we have a lot to talk about.
From Robin Hood to South Park. Those are just a few childhood memories mentioned in today's episode about growing up. Enjoy.
It's always so funny hearing... we could even talk about that on the podcast. I think it's really funny just to mention that.
Because of the delay?
Every time we record... Huh?
Because of the delay?
Exactly. I think it's so funny that... So the beginning of every episode when we're recording, I say 1, 2, 3, go. And then Alex says go at the same time, just so that we can line up our recordings later. And it's so funny because when I hear it, I'll be like, 1, 2, 3, go. And then there's like a 2-second pause, and then I hear go from Alex, just because just shows you how much of a delay it is. So much post-production is needed for this show.
Yes.
So today we're talking about growing up. So I guess we could just start with the basics. Where were you born? Where were you raised?
Well.
What year was it? What was all the info?
I was born in Novi Sad, Serbia. 86. That's it.
I was born in Troy, New York, but raised in East Greenbush, New York. Mm. But if you're from the area, it's literally a 20-minute drive, so it doesn't really make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I was born in 95, so 9 years after you.
Yes.
So you were born in Novi Sad.
Yes.
How was that?
Well, it's fine.
But you lived in the city, right?
Yes. Now I don't live in the city anymore, but I used to live, yes. We moved twice in the city, and then we moved out of the city later on. So I was living in one place for like 3 years. I can't remember the place. Not even 3 years. We moved in 89, so... Actually, Sinti Center. It's funny. Some people don't know the name of the street because it's so like next to the town square that they're like, what? All I like to make a joke, you know, like 15, 20 minutes walking and people will still tell you that they're living in the city center. So what my brother and me, he's like, oh, really, city center? Can you see the monument on the square?
Mm-hmm.
And they're usually like, no, then you're not in city center. Which is like was possible from our apartment when we were living.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that because I live in East Greenbush, New York, but I would always say if I were visiting somewhere or my family was visiting somewhere, we would always say that we're from Albany, New York. I mean, even now I say I'm from Albany or I'm going up to Albany.
Yeah.
But really, that's across the river. It's probably about like a 20-minute drive. I definitely couldn't walk to Albany. I feel like you can't say that you're from a place unless you can walk to the place. Like, you know, maybe you're outside of Novi Sad, but if you have to drive to get into Novi Sad, you're not from Novi Sad.
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel that I am because I was born and raised, really.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
I think at this point, I think I'm like half. I lived there and now I'm here. Just want to point that I live like, I think 8 kilometers from city center, not even town, like from city center, which means like for like some people there, that's like nothing. So, but here, for some reason, it's like perception is different. So, oh, you outside, blah, blah, blah. Especially for people who come from small places. So, once they come here to like study in Novi Sad, they are all of a sudden big people from Novi Sad. Like, they were always living here. It's kind of a, I don't know, bourgeois thing or that, yeah, you know. So
so how many years were you in Novi Sad?
So from 86 to 2002. What's that, like 16 years?
It was really cool when I visited you because like you really grew up right in the center of everything. And then like when we went to the park, it was like that, like the little kids were playing. You're like, oh, I remember like riding my bike in this park, and it's right in the center of everything.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's a good for like experience. I guess like I lived in a apartment and I lived in house and I lived in the city and I lived outside of the city. It's good for like a perception, I will get, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So you lived in your household with your parents and your brother, right?
Yeah, but we first were living in this really tiny house until I was three, and then we moved into an apartment building for like a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Which ironically, that development where that apartment building is where my parents have now retired to. It's in the same complex. It's very funny. Yeah. So, you know, when I visit my parents now and I'm walking around the area, I'm like, that's so funny. Like, I'm walking where, like, my earliest memories are. It's really quite strange. But then when I was five, we moved into our big house, is what we call it, where we lived in, like, a development. Mm-hmm. And it was on top of a hill. And we had a pool and second floor. So it was a pretty cool place to grow up. And I lived there from ages 5 to when I graduated college, so 21. But I mean, I moved out of the house officially in like when I was 18 to go to college. But yeah, so like most of my life I was raised in that house. And ironically, it was also across the hall. It was also across the street from a cemetery.
Oh.
A really, really old cemetery, like founders of the area cemetery.
Oh.
So growing up in Novi Sad, what were some of your earliest memories, I guess?
Funny that you ask that, like, what's my first memory or one of the first memories. When I think about it, I can't really remember. I don't know. I know that we talked about summer vacation. Maybe that will be like the first memory. Funny that it's basically the same year that we moved out from the first apartment. So that will be like, I was not even three. And I remember some things from that vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I remember like that we were like working around that house that in the city center. We were doing some renovation. I remember that period. That I think that's like, I was like 4 or 5, so that will be like 90 or 91. So that kind of thing I remember. And we used to have, and still is, because it's old building. So mind you, it's like, you know, you saw the building. So the building is like more than 100 years old. At that point was around 100 years. Now it's definitely more than 100 years old.
Well, it would be 125, right?
Something like that, because I can't remember the specifically the date. It was 1890 something or 1880 whatever.
Whoa,
something like that.
Crazy.
The building itself.
But it makes sense for the area.
So we used to have like creepy basement and creepy attic, and the basement we used to go regularly, but it was like with moist and scary for
I remember being a little kid, and if we had to get something out of the basement, I would have to sing. I would have to do, like, I was like convinced there were ghosts down there, and it was it was unfinished, but we had my dad one Christmas bought air hockey table. So if we ever wanted to play or anything, we would probably go in the basement. And then once my brother got older, him and we had our friend Ronnie would I just remember him being over a lot, and he and my brother would use, do you know like Nerf guns?
Yeah.
Like the little foam bullets.
Yes.
They would
yes.
play like war downstairs, and if anyone walked downstairs, it would be like a literal war zone. And I just remember always being, because I'm the younger sister.
Yeah.
I just was always subject to any sort of torture.
My mom
actually, she has, she always tells the story of, she used to babysit my cousin, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
And so my brother would dress up as Robin from Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, he would dress up as Robin from Batman. My cousin Drew would dress up as Robin from Robin Hood. And then I was just Robin. And my mom would like go into the room and be like, Robin. And they'd all of us would look up and go, yes. That was when we were really, really little. But one time she left us alone for a second. And she just hears like a bump and me crying. She runs in. And the two boys are like just, you know, like staring like, uh-oh, we did something wrong. And my mom's like, what happened? And they're like, she fell. And she's like, obviously she fell, but like, what did she hit? Like, what happened? I think, because I was only two. This was in our first house.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, I ended up being fine. I have a hard head, so. Did you ever rough house with your brother?
Did I ever what? Sorry.
Rough house with your brother?
What's that?
It's like when you fight each other, like wrestling and like, you know, you don't mean to hurt the other person, but you kind of, like, it starts as play and turns into a fight. That would be roughhousing.
Yeah, we did not, like, a lot, like, kids would do, you know. Nothing, like, crazy. I think you and your brother, you're, like, 2 years apart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's close, so.
And you guys are 4 years apart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you remember your, like, your first memory? Because I obviously don't have, like, I cannot pinpoint the first memory.
Yeah, I have a memory in the first house that we lived in. I have two memories that I would say must have been really, really early. One was sledding with my dad's best friend growing up, her son. Mm-hmm. And then I remember being yelled at. I must have been really little. And I was in the kitchen and my mom was like, kind of, I just remember her like pointing her finger at me. So I must have done something I wasn't supposed to.
Mm.
And then I like have like, the more we talk about it, the more I have like sporadic memories in that house of like, you know, Christmas.
Yeah.
Or like stuff like that.
That's the thing I think with old memories, you have like split scenes.
Like a montage, yeah.
Yeah, or just some kind of flashback or basically a scene. You don't remember the day or whatever.
Yeah.
But I do remember the first day at school.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
What was that like?
it was nice. I remember I was like, I wore like shirt. Like it was gold.
Well, that's a good start, wearing a shirt to school.
Yeah, 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 like a shirt, but it was like a kind of a metallic gold, something like that. It was very posh, I remember.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah. I don't know why I remember that, but I do. And I remember we basically went just so for the teacher to introduce herself to us, basically. You know, you're just like a seven years old, not even. So you don't know what the hell you're doing. But it was like a little bit confusing. It was like a lot of kids. But I remember we were standing on the steps in the front of the school. I think they took a picture of us or something. I think they did.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember, like, all of us, like, standing there. But after, interesting that, like, I can't remember a lot from that, like, first grade. But, yeah, that day. Do you remember your first day?
Well, I remember my first day of preschool.
Mm.
Because I met this girl, Siobhan, who, I mean,
Siobhan.
It's so funny. Even now, like, we're not, like, friends, I would say, anymore. Like,
you're not besties?
I don't know much about her life. But, huh?
You're not besties anymore, no?
No, no. Well, she ended up going to a different high school, but mm-hmm. I still would always hear about her because my cousin was the athletic director at her school, so I'd hear about her every once in a while in mm-hmm. college and beyond. You know, we always see each other on Instagram.
Whoa.
But I remember my very first day of preschool because my preschool teacher kind of paired us up together to
mm-hmm.
play around, I guess. And then we ended up going through all of elementary and middle school together, which is pretty crazy.
yeah.
You know, to still know somebody that was like maybe, I would say she's probably my very first friend I ever made as a little kid besides like family friends. Yeah, I remember that first day. And I don't remember the first day of kindergarten, but I remember being a little kid and being like, I don't want to forget this time because everyone gets old. Like, even at that age, like, I was, like, I remember being in kindergarten and thinking, I never want to not be in kindergarten. Like, at that age, I already knew, like, this is the best time of my life. I always had that that thought in my head. But yeah, to get to the question, I don't remember my first day of kindergarten.
Yeah, finally. So how does it feel for you to have 20-year-old memories now already?
Well, I think it's kind of insane that I had that scope of understanding about cherishing memories at that young age. Mm-hmm. And I think it was maybe because my dad growing up would always tell funny stories about mm-hmm. growing up. So I almost like clocked those memories that I would have. And especially now that my grandparents on my dad's side have both passed away, I'm so happy I have all these memories of spending like every other weekend with them. That's a good thing to have.
Mm-hmm.
I think memories are so important, you know, to, you know, nostalgia is like such a great feeling to have.
You think so?
I think so. I love just sitting sometimes and thinking about, you know, memories that are so old, like you said, that are like 20 years old. And then you go, wow, my life has changed so much from that. Even the like atmospheric feeling of those times to now are so different. Did you grow up close with your extended family, or was it really just your parents and your brother and you? Or did you have family that you would see often?
Yeah, so I was living with my parents and my brother, but I have extended family that I would see quite often at times, because my aunt, she has a daughter, she's my sister, obviously, so I would, my brother and her, they're like 1 year apart.
I should also clarify for the American audience that when you say sister, you're like saying she's like a sister, but she's technically your cousin.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, yes.
No, but like...
That's true,
I just wanted to clarify that before you go on, because someone's going to go, so his aunt has a daughter who's his sister. What's the story there?
Yeah, she's a cousin, but we would call her like... second sister or something when you kind of translate it, but let's say it's a cousin, so we would see them pretty often, and my grandparents also, especially when we were living. So that first apartment was like walking distance from both of my grandparents' apartment buildings, and even when we moved to like a city center, I would see them. I don't know, depends, like when I was kid maybe more often, but usually I would see them like once a month, I guess, like both from my father's side and from my mother's side. So something like that, yeah. So
did your brother ever pick on you? Or did you have like a healthy relationship where you'd be like, you'd pick on each other, but at the end of the day, like if you were being bullied or something at school, your brother would stick
absolutely.
Up for you?
I mean, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that guy. I think he picked on me when we were kids, really. Maybe even before like elementary school or in the beginning. You're just like a really a kid. But even if we were like just speaking of stupid fights with each other, it kind of phased out over the years once we're like getting older in terms like we're reaching adolescence, and it faded out definitely. So
I feel like something that always annoyed me about my brother and my relationship was that I could never be friends with his friends, and of course we were so close in age and our school was so small that everybody knew everybody, but I just always remember like these are my friends and those are your friends. Did you ever have that with your brother?
Well, not specifically that he would tell me. I didn't want to be friends with his friends. I knew all of them, basically. And some of them would come to our house and we would have, like, hang around. But, you know, I was not that kind of brother that I will go out with them. He has friends, like, at least two of them still. From, like, one is from elementary school. One is, like, later, but still, like... like 20 plus years of friendship, so I would hang out with them, but not necessarily like I was their friend and I would go out with them, you know. So and you, so I mean your brother obviously so told you that like these are my friends, but later like when you got older, no, I guess not.
Well, I mean, my cousin Becca and I always talk about this. So my cousin Drew that I'd already mentioned, it was a grade in between my brother and I. So it was me, Drew, Adam, my brother, and then my cousin Becca. And we all went to the same elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, my cousin Jake, their older brother, also went to our school. But he was, I think, 2 years or a year ahead of Becca. So it was Becca blank Jake. So as soon as Becca started graduating, then it was like, bum, 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 bum. All of us are graduating middle school. And, you know, it was a small private school. But then all of us went to different. Mm-hmm. Some of us went to my brother and Drew went to a military academy. My cousin Becca went to a public school, and then she went to a different Catholic school. And then I went to a public school, but it was also like this science-based magnet school type thing. So all of us were in different schools, but because the school that we had graduated from middle school in also had a bunch of kids from all over the place, then they kind of dispersed everywhere. So we kind of knew, we had friend groups in all places. So Becca and I were actually talking about this the other day, that our brothers went to a military academy that was an all-boys school, and they would have dances and stuff, and we would be invited, and we were like, we're not dating any of these guys here. So we would of course like meet our brother's friends, and most of them,
I'm not picking you, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. We would go to their dances and stuff, and we'd socialize with them, but we weren't really like too friendly with them. Yeah. Even though they were probably desperate for female attention going to a private boys school in high school.
Yeah.
So were you ever bullied in school, like when you were younger, or were you the bully?
Not really. I was not bullied. And I'm not a bully, as you probably know. So, yeah. And I was kind of, I was not like a loner, like dorky guy anyway. So I was not like material for picking. So I guess I didn't, you know.
You're able to glide by without drawing attention to yourself.
Yes. And if anything, I was like a kind of a, I don't know, elementary school. I you could consider me like a, as one of the cool kids with not like anything bad associated with it. Like just kind of, you know, usually like somebody that's not, that's kind of stereotype that that you're not like, if you're kind of a dork or you're kind of a loner, you stick to yourself, you don't really mingle with people. Usually those kind of kids are picked on. So I was like kind of a social type with, I was good with everybody. I was like, I did have like a really, like a lot of friends back then, which was like kind of a totally different in a high school.
So how was it different once you got to high school?
Well, in high school we were like, so I went to like a graphic school for a graphic technician. I guess the combination of people were just bad in terms of like, we were totally different. I have few friends that basically wandered off once we finished high school. You know, we're not at the same place, at the same time. Different characters, I guess. So, were you bullied as a kid?
I don't remember really being bullied. I think when I was really little, because we went to such a small school, there would definitely be more kids would pick on each other when we were really little. But it didn't really. I wouldn't say it was like toxic bullying. I did find that sometimes our teachers would kind of create an environment of like, this kid's better than this kid, which I really hated.
Yeah.
Like I remember in second grade or third grade, we did this thing called the Lollipop Guild, where for a month long, the teacher would allow you to, like, she'd have like a certain question during the class time where she'd be like, all right, now this is a Lollipop Guild question, and if you answer the question correctly, then you could be put into the Lollipop Guild table. So you move your desk into like a formation that looked like a table. But the way that she would do this is that she would call on you. So if you were someone like me, I was really quiet growing up, and I was really short. I was kind of, I wasn't like a cute kid in third grade. Like that was my rough period. Like I was cute second grade or cute fourth grader, but third grade was not cute. And not very, you know, she didn't really like me. So she would answer, she would like pick on kids to answer the question. So when you're a third grader, you don't realize that, oh, she's the one orchestrating this. It has nothing to do with me. You're just like, oh my God, I never get a chance to be in the Lollipop Guild. And then eventually the whole idea was that you would all be in the table together, but you didn't know that. So like, then there's like 20 kids at the Lollipop Guild, and then Rob and like three other boys that like never answered any questions were in like separate tables. And I would like cry every day because I was like, how come I can't get into the Lollipop Guild? Or like maybe like there was a few times where I, like she would call on me, but I would answer the question wrong. It was horrible. I was like, this is the real bully, this woman. But yeah, no, I wasn't. And I didn't bully anyone because I was too quiet. I was more of like a floater, I think, kind of what you were saying. I was more of someone who would just kind of float around. And again, it was like there's only like 25, 28 kids in the class. You know, you didn't really have time to. There weren't enough people to bully because eventually, like, the tides would change if you were bullying someone and someone would be like, that's not cool. That's my friend.
Yeah. That's definitely, like, I think a small digression. South Park is depicting that kind of deal very good. That's one of the reasons they can, like, twist things like that is because they're, like, into the world of second grade kids. And they see things, like, from their eyes, which is very funny.
Well, and I do think it's so funny that you and your brother watched that growing up, because to us, South Park was definitely not like a kid's show. It was like a cartoon meant for adults. But it's funny that for you guys, that was like your like childhood cartoon that you would watch together. That I think is so funny.
Yeah, but South Park came later. Yeah, I was like, I don't know, 15 or something at that.
Oh yeah, then that makes sense. Yeah, myself being of the younger generation than you, you know, we were kids then. So something that I think is really funny is the relationship that you have with your parents once you're an adult. Do you find that it's changed at all?
Well, yeah, definitely. I think for everybody it changes over the years. Some things I think stay the same, but some things are just like you grow up and you change your perspectives and you become adults. So some things are, I guess, like over the years you grow up and you see through some of the bullshit that they were pulling. So
yeah, I always think about the lies that your parents tell you when you're little so that you don't get worried about something or you don't, like... And, like, as an adult, you're like, that's so funny. Like, I can't imagine... We've talked about this. Like, I can't imagine, like, how it feels to be the parent. And, like, you still don't... Like, as an adult, you still don't really know what you're doing. But you're an authority figure to, like, this three-year-old. You're like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's funny that when you go home after a while, you kind of revert back to how you were as a kid. I think that's so, like, I constantly, like, if I'm on the phone with my parents, I feel like we have a very good, like, child to parent relationship, but we're both adults and we can kind of, like, chat about our lives like that. And then you go home and you know, your mom makes you some food like you were when you were a kid, and then you eat your food and then you leave it on the table and you go to the other room, and then one of the parents are like, are you gonna clean that up? And you know, it's like just like when you're like 14. I think, at least for me, for you actually like live in the same house. Well, you live in the same house as your brother and his family and your parents, so you have like everybody's input. Like, you have all kinds of you know, levels, I'm sure, like your brother's relationship with you and your parents' relationship.
Yeah, it's different. But when I used to work on the ship, so I would talk to them like once a week or something. We used to have like I would say like the like limited time that you have that you can you like with a call and everything, you just spend it nicely, I guess. Yeah. And you like you miss each other, so you're
it's like so sweet.
yeah Like you visit them for a day or two and everything is great.
And then day three hits and you're like, oh yes, I remember this.
Yeah, I didn't miss this.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure also having, well, because my brother lives in Milan and I'm in New York, so I really don't have that interaction with him. But I'm sure also now that you have a niece and nephew, do you ever find that when you watch your mom or your dad with them, you're like, that wasn't our relationship. Like me and my brother weren't as coddled as these kids are. Do you ever have that feeling?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I don't know how exactly is the same, but I guess there are some similarities because they're, I don't know, like also they're older than obviously than they were when I was a kid. So
yeah.
I know what you mean.
Do you get jealous of your niece and nephew?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not the person who is like missing a childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, maybe like playing, not doing anything, and not having care yeah. in the world. Yes, but like school and going to school.
Oh, that's true.
And being afraid. I sucked at math, so being afraid of like, mm-hmm. I was not afraid to like get the worst grade possible. I was afraid of my mom's reaction. That was my worst fear to have to, not that I got, so we have like a system 1 to 5. 1 is like the lowest, 5 is a, so I would get like 1 at the exam, my worst fear was like what my mom is going to say. I don't know, like she probably put some kind of pressure on mm-hmm. me or something. Very passive aggressive from her, so I guess that was my biggest fear, not that I got one or that I really cared about it. So I don't miss that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't miss that feeling when you were a kid. I remember that feeling of realization after you go from elementary school to high school and all of a sudden you're like Neo in Matrix. Teachers in school, in elementary school, that doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yes.
And now you're afraid, quotes, of teachers from high school. And once you finish high school, also, they're obsolete. That doesn't, they don't mean anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't miss that false false feeling of like authority, like they mean something. They mean in that period, and that's it.
Do you ever see teachers from like elementary school or high school? And do you ever like get like a little pit of anxiety for a second and then you're like, ah, you don't matter?
Yes, I did saw a few of them, especially that math teacher from elementary school. I don't have anxiety or fear. The little kid was afraid of that person, not me anymore. So,
not the adult.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks for listening. We have new episodes coming out every Monday. Don't miss out. We have a lot to talk about.